One of the great debates is, where did tefillah originate from? The Gemara talks about it and discusses that perhaps it came from the Avot, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And of course, we know that the Avram davened early in the morning by stone, Yitzchak davened in the late afternoon out in the field before he meets Rivka in our Parsha, and Yaakov davens in the dead of night. Okay. And then perhaps the Gemara suggests, no, it came from a different place. It actually originates from the Korbanot. We have the morning Korban, we have the afternoon Korban, and then they burnt the Evarim and the Pedarim, the limbs and the fats at night. Which one really is it? It's a great question. In the end, the Gemara seems to conclude that it comes from Korbanot. Aye, and the question is, Musaf, if you're going to tell me that it comes from the Avot, what will you do with Musaf? The Medrash, I believe, offers the possibility that Yosef, Mosif, same Shoresh, but okay. Question is, what are we supposed to make of this debate with the Gemara? And practically, does it really make a difference? But Jonathan Sachs offers something unbelievable. He says that in truth, it's both. See, tefillah has a component of korbanot. What are korbanot? Korbanot are fixed. I have to bring the korban tamid shel shachar and the korban tamid shel bein arbayim. It's like clockwork. Every single morning, every single afternoon, every single evening, no matter what, I'm doing the same thing. Comes along Rabbi Sachs and says, there is a component of tefillah that has to be every day. Why? Because if I daven every day, it ensures that I keep the connection with my Creator. But if my davening is the same thing every day, and it's just by rote, then what really is my tefillah? So he suggests that we need the avot. Avram didn't daven every morning, but there was a morning that Avram truly needed to connect to God and to request from him something really big. Yitzchak, he didn't go out to the field every evening or every late afternoon, but there was this time where he needed to. And Yaakov did not daven every night. There's a spontaneity to what the avot do. And he says that's really what tefillah is. Tefillah is, on the one hand, it's on the books. I got to do it 3 times a day. But there needs to be a heart. There needs to be a feel to it. That, Rabbi Sachs says, is what tefillah is all about. But he does add one beautiful idea on top of that, which I think is so amazing when you think about our parsha. He says every one of the avot, when they daven, they use a different language. But the one by Yitzchak is lasuach basadeh. He goes out to lasuach. What does that mean? So he says lasuach is from the word sicha. It's a conversation with God. He says 2 things. He said in order to have an understanding of tefillah, you have to recognize that it's a conversation. And conversation is where you really try to get yourself into the shoes of the other person. You have to try to understand the other person. He says that is an absolutely an amazing introduction to marriage. Lasuach. There has to be a way of getting to know the other person. In anticipation of getting married to this person, Yitzchak has to go and get to know himself better. Once he gets to know himself better, he is in a perfect place to actually get to know the other better as well. I think it's both in human interactions, it's true, but I think there's a lot of truth that in our relationship with God. There has to be an open dialogue and a conversation. There has to be an appreciation of the greatness of what God is and the greatness of what our relationship is with God. That is critical to being successful in our tefillah. Have a great day.